Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Connie Schmidt from Minnesota calling. I have some charges on my credit card that I don't know what they're for. Can you help me?
Yes, and so the number you're calling, we are a third-party call center. I can try to pull up a charge easier. Zip code and first and last name?
56601.
You said that's 56601?
Mm-hmm. The name is, last name is Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T.
And could you verify your mailing address?
3204 Park Avenue Northwest, Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yes, and it looks like there was a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum.
Oh, no, I didn't order that. Contest? No.
Yes, I'm doing a call trying to claim a Dyson or signing up for a meal planning app called Bitesub.
I can't. What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Do you recall signing up for a meal planning app called Bitesub or trying to claim a Dyson?
I didn't get no Dyson. Is it for a payment for Dyson?
It's a contest that was entered for one. It was a chance to win it.
And they charge you every month for it?
Yes, and because you have to be enrolled in Bitesub, it's a meal planning app.
I don't want that.
Yes, and well, it is a great app. It gives you recipes to cut back on carbs and sugar. We can offer you a $20 month. We can offer you a $20 monthly rate if you would like to continue.
Well, I just want to just continue. I want my money back. I didn't want that.
Yes, and so we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. Unfortunately, we cannot issue a refund for that charge.
I got charged 4 months in a row. It's like, what? I just checking my accounts now for taxes that I had to file, and I saw this on there. It's like, well, I don't want to pay that a month.
Yes, and it's for the contest that was entered. So because the contest was entered, unfortunately, we can't issue a refund.
Why did they charge you that much a month?
It's for our subscription, for our meal planning app.
I never got that. My gosh. No, I never got it. Was they supposed to get a subscription in the mail?
So you would either go to the website or you can download it on your phone. But it's called Bitesub.
No. Mm-mm. Well, how do we get my money back? You didn't tell me.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the terms and conditions are on the website whenever you enter that contest. So because the terms and conditions were agreed to, we can only cancel any future charges. We can't issue a refund.
What? That's like over $200. More than $200. No, I don't want that. So have I been paying that? It'll be every month for how long?
So it's a monthly subscription. You would just continue until you cancel it. So we can go ahead and cancel now for any future billings.
Yeah, I don't want that. No, so I can't get my money back?
No, man, we can only cancel future charges.
Oh, my God. What a ripoff. So there's no way I can get this money back. That's $220. That's an expensive subscription. Huh?
Yes, and we're only able to cancel future charges.
Oh, I want to cancel it for sure.
Would you like a cancellation number?
What's that?
Would you like a cancellation number?
Oh, hang on. I got to get my pen. Yes, I would, please.
And that's going to be C as in cat.
Okay.
9204883788.
Okay.
And that's it.
That it?
Yes.
Well, now, so is it going to come out in April now, too?
No, ma'am. With me canceling this account, it cancels for April and any future charges.
Oh,
April's
God.
Billing hasn't happened yet.
Good thing I caught that. I'm like, what the heck is this? Oh, my God. I got to pay more attention to my stuff. Okay, so I can't get the money back then, right?
No, ma'am. We can only cancel for future charges.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and cancel then, and it'll be canceled as of today.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all your customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.